From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A bomb exploded in Iraq today outside a mosque in the Muslim holy city of Najaf. At least 75 people were killed in the blast, apparently caused by a car bomb, and more than 100 wounded. Among the dead, Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim, a member of a prominent family of Shiite clerics. NPR's Ivan Watson was in Najaf when the bomb went off and has this report.
During afternoon prayers on the Muslim holy day, there is rarely enough room for all the worshippers at the Imam Ali Mosque, one of the holiest shrines in Shiite Islam. Today was no exception. Hundreds of worshippers, many of them women and children, had chosen to lay their prayer mats on the sun-baked tiles outside the mosque's imposing 30-foot walls. Nearby, a soft drink vendor was giving an interview when the bomb exploded some 50 yards away.
He's saying that Abdelmajid al-Khoui is...
A pillar of flame erupted from just outside the southeast corner of the mosque, and the accompanying thunderclap concussion knocked people in the crowded square to the ground. As smoke billowed up, hundreds fled the area, dozens of them with blood spattered on their clothes. Fortunately, the massive walls of the mosque had protected more than 1,000 worshippers gathered inside. There, in the chaos following the blast, men stumbled in shock, weeping beside the intricate tile mosaics that decorate the tomb of Imam Ali. Within minutes, Iraqi police and ambulances were on the scene, carrying away victims of the blast. The bomb was placed just yards from the mosque, in the middle of a marketplace normally packed with fruit vendors and booksellers. Neighboring two-story buildings there were flattened, and there was little left but the twisted frames of a half-dozen cars next to a massive crater. Just a few yards away, the charred body of a man, prostrate in prayer, lay against one of the walls of the mosque. The victims overwhelmed Najaf's two hospitals, where some seriously wounded patients were placed two to a bed in emergency rooms. Among the scores of dead, the apparent target of today's bombing, Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim. This prominent Shiite cleric has regularly preached at the Imam Ali Mosque ever since the war. One of his bodyguards said he'd been clearing a path through the crowd outside the mosque for the religious leader when a car exploded there. Just moments before the bomb killed him, Hakim gave what would be his last sermon to the mosque congregation. During the speech, Hakim called for unity among the Iraqi people, saying that every one of the country's religious and ethnic groups deserved to be represented in Iraq's future government. Ominously, he also predicted that there would be attempts on his life.
To all the Iraqi people, you must be careful and alert because danger is nearby. We are afraid that one day our movement will be destroyed along with our freedom. Our enemies are planning to assassinate our movement.
Less than a week ago, one of Hakim's relatives, a leading Islamic scholar, was wounded when a bomb blew up outside his office less than a mile away from today's explosion. Three people were killed in that blast, and spokesman for the family said they'd beefed up security in Najaf in anticipation of future attacks on the city's Shia religious establishment. But the target of today's assassination was known more for his politics than his religious views. Bakr al-Hakim was the spiritual leader of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution of Iraq, a Shiite party that had been exiled to neighboring Iran during Saddam Hussein's regime. Though a vocal critic of the U.S. occupation, Hakim has been cooperating to a degree with the U.S. administration here. His brother, a deputy in the Supreme Council, now holds a seat on the U.S.-appointed governing council in Baghdad. This collaboration with Washington has sparked criticism from a young rival Shiite cleric named Muqtada Sadr, whose followers have been accused of killing another religious leader in Najaf shortly after Saddam Hussein's overthrow. Before today's bomb, Hakim's family said they received threats from rival Shia factions, But they also claimed loyalists to Saddam's regime were trying to create divisions among Iraq's Shia religious majority. This evening, the American civil administrator in Iraq condemned the attack. The Iraqi Governing Council has called for 3 days of mourning for the victims. Ivan Watson, NPR News.